Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This is Kathy Irway. You're listening to Cheap Date on Heritage Radio Network, and it's a gorgeous fall Monday. Happy Monday, back to the grind. And we're sponsored today by Fairy Market, fairymarket.com. And you're listening to Heritage Radio Network once again at Roberta's Pizza. The number to call in, which you can do in about 15 minutes, is 718-497-2128. But first, we're just going to have a little chat with our guests today. And I'm so happy that our guests are the very inspiring, unique, creative individuals in this city. The first is, I don't know, first or second. don't mean to put you guys in front of each other. We have Shoshi.
Yes.
Or Yolanda.
Yolanda Shoshana. Or yes. Shoshi.
And your website is called?
The Luscious Life. Actually, it's luscious lifestyle diva.com, because I'm known as the Luscious Lifestyle Diva.
Right. And you do coaching?
I do coaching. I help women become more luscious and seductive. So I mix together spirituality, sexuality, and sensuality to make that happen. And I coach. I do motivational speaking, aphrodisiacs, and I make body products. And I've started a school for the art of seduction.
So basically, you're a sex expert.
Yes.
Sexpert.
Yes.
I gotta say, when I first met you, I was at a lecture called Girl Geek.
Yes, Girl Geek Dinner.
Dinner.
Yeah.
And the person who was speaking right then, Jessica Carter, asked the audience, "Does anyone consider themselves an expert in anything?" And Shoshi happened to be sitting in front of me and raised her hand. And Jessica said, "Yes. What are you an expert in?" And you said, sex and pleasure.
Yes.
And the whole room of Girl Geeks just went
wild.
Blushed. Yeah. There was some crickets. Oh, sorry.
Or a rooster.
It was like that. So I'm so glad. We're going to talk a little bit about all those things, hopefully. Aphrodisiacs especially.
Yes. Mm.
Because I need to know more about that.
So
another aphrodisiac might be chili. According to expert, this is the chili expert, the chili competition expert, the chili takedown host, founder, Matt Timms. Thanks so much for coming.
Totally. Thanks for having me.
Wow.
And should I say my website too, just cause?
Absolutely.
Chili takedown, chili-takedown.com.
Wow.
I hope everyone comes to my stuff, my these big amateur cooking events. I'm not sure how hot and horny chili is.
It made me hot and horny.
It's spicy.
It's super spicy.
Yes.
If you eat a lot of it,
there you go.
It's messy. It's
get you going.
I never want to smear it all over my body or
it's
anything,
body
but I don't want to smear anything over any part of my body.
No.
You never, what?
I don't know. There's all those products they have over at, the
Christopher Street.
Yeah, you're supposed to smear on them. On yourself, it just they don't smell right.
You know,
they
this is so funny because right. We were just talking behind the scenes with me and Shoshi about maybe doing something better tasting.
Yeah,
organic
on yourself,
organic
natural.
Something for the foodie.
Exactly.
Yeah,
instead of
sexy.
High fructose corn syrup,
it tastes nasty
stuff.
Yeah, most of it's nasty.
A chill down my spine,
and I can just see a chili flavor being patented
day. I'm gonna have to do that for you.
A habanero.
I think that it would work. Maybe something like mole, like a chocolate with a little bit of spice.
Little savory Swedish.
Although,
he's shaking his head.
Would
that
be an abrasive for sensitive parts?
Don't
well,
put
depends
it
on
your
you
condom.
Put. Yeah.
I can't think of anything more agonizing for both people.
Habanero.
Right down there.
Scotch bonnet. would
that
would
hurt.
It's stimulating. No, it's not.
No, that's not stimulating. That's painful.
So scratch
well, you
that.
Would know. Okay.
Scratch the habanero on your parts.
We'll have you test. I'll have you test it out for sure.
Thanks for nothing. I'm feeling less and less sexy.
Oh, come on.
Now it's noon. What are you going
to
do?
Well, you know, I do think that chili is a fun dish to enjoy. A lot of people think that, you know, I don't know if I should go there, but there's a stigma attached with, like, beans.
What happens? Yeah.
That's why I've been trying to get Beano as a sponsor forever, and they won't
You're
have
kidding.
Anything to do with me. They want to market themselves to old ladies, and that's not cool, because old ladies don't care if they're ripping them.
That
it's people in our age group that care about that kind of stuff. And that is sexy, not farting. Right?
But wait, do people fart a lot at your events? I'm
no.
just saying.
Again,
I need to know.
Feel like that's a vicious stereotype.
I'm just asking, because if I come, I want to know.
If you have
you know,
Beano
if I come and
everywhere,
somebody rips one, I'm still going to come.
If you have Beano signs everywhere, that sounds like a sign to run far, far right. away.
It's a sign right. to rock. It's a sign.
Yeah,
to...
you're rocking something, all right, gas.
I think Beano's an amazing product, by the way. It actually works.
Oh.
Never been more amazed by a product. Usually I'll take a pill and pretty much know it won't do what I wanted it to.
Food and cooking tip from Matt Timps. Take Beano.
Yeah. And you just gave them a great endorsement.
Yeah, you're
so
already
you have
endorsing
to,
them.
They have
Let's
to.
Stop talking about
they better,
them. They don't even help me out.
Well, they're going to have to after this.
Well, do you have, I mean, so you do have a chili takedown coming up in November 22nd?
Yeah.
My birthday!
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I know how you should celebrate it. You should celebrate it at the Bell House, November 22nd at 4
You should
4
be
o'clock.
A judge.
I should be a judge.
You should be a judge.
Can I be a judge?
I want you to be a judge for a sexy aphrodisiac takedown that I have in mind.
Oh, then I'm there, honey.
Yeah,
baby.
And I
make
people,
it happen.
Can
this
you imagine?
Beautiful.
I'm getting overwhelmed.
Wouldn't that be amazing? 20 or 30 different sexy recipes.
I think
recipes?
We were talking yes. about this too. And
honey,
I'm
give
so
me
glad
the date.
That Shoshi's here because yes. me and Matt were like, okay, so what are the limitations? What are the guidelines? I don't know. I mean, I want to know about what are aphrodisiac foods.
But
what
I
you
mean,
think?
You know, for me, of course, you have your asparagus, you have
yes.
your chocolate.
But do people know that? I know that.
I didn't know asparagus was sexy.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Made your
also,
stink.
Look at the way that it's shaped as well.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, too...
That doesn't seem like a very good...
sort of fair enough.
I mean, there are the typical... And then the tomato, which was also called the love apple at one point. Yeah. I mean, you know, there are the things that people have classified as aphrodisiacs. But, you know, your contest could be, well, what is it that turns you on? What food turns you on? Because yeah. there's something to that, too.
That's true.
Because we
I think
all get aroused by different
things.
People
can have some creative liberty with that topic in mind.
It should be slippery.
Yeah.
Or chocolatey. Oh,
well,
I don't even
well,
know
Well, chocolate
what's sexy.
Is always... to me, it's my
chocolate
number one aphrodisiac. But I love
is
chocolate.
It?
I
okay.
love chocolate, though, but I...
It seems a little overused.
Yes, yeah. that's true.
It's a little cliche.
It is overused. It's very cliche. So maybe you can take away the things that people always have, like chocolate.
Exactly.
Chocolate. The other things, like, well... oysters and caviar are supposedly sexy, but that's not going to happen at my takedown. Yeah, it's got to be your definition
of sexy.
I'm going to
shuck a bunch of oysters
yeah,
and serve
no,
them at
no,
your takedown.
No, one would be happy.
No
Plus,
oysters.
Someone would die. And if anyone dies at my takedown,
green tea also.
Wood.
I brought Kathy a lovely
I
one of my products.
I was really
a
excited
green tea.
To find that green tea is an aphrodisiac.
Yes.
I did not know that, and I love green tea. Mm-hmm. It must explain. No, I'm just kidding.
That explains everything.
The only prover an aphrodisiac is a horror movie.
Get out.
Well, that's what I heard, is that you watch a scary movie and that girl's going to be like, protect me,
so
with my big arms.
You
and
do
that's,
have big
that's
arms.
A guarantee. No, I don't. But I wish I did. But regardless, like, that's sort of
and
guaranteed, according to something I read once in a book.
Well,
so maybe I should just stop talking.
No, that sounds like a great idea.
I think it's a great idea, too,
well,
but make sure them. There's food around.
You know what? This sounds like the perfect cheap date. You know, have a that invite somebody over, rent a horror movie, something... Pretty darn scary, but not hopefully not gross. Oh, I don't know.
No, you're right. Shouldn't be gross. Should be scary.
It should be like
with
Exorcist
ghosts.
Scary. You
yes,
know, not
demons
like,
and ghosts better than
yeah,
slasher.
Not like yeah, gross.
Because slasher can actually happen, which is uncool. Demons and ghosts may happen, but they happen to other people. Not
and
me.
Then you cook something tasty.
Yeah.
You have a you
That's
know
sexy.
A date.
That's a cheap
at your
date.
Home. That is
a good I'm idea. A cheap date then because I
about
like that.
The preparation. I think that's kind of the sexiest part. What about all flames and stuff and.
The danger element.
Slinging ingredients in the that is sexy. Sexier than the actual food.
Is someone watching you do the flames?
Yeah, okay. What if? What if you're cooking for your date?
Yeah, okay.
Is that something that you like to do?
Yeah. Often?
Cook for a date?
Yeah.
First off, I've been on the move for the past year, like going apartment
to apartment.
So that's
a no?
So no. I can't remember the last time I had a date that didn't involve eating out.
Uh-huh.
But yo.
So you're giving away a hot sex tip without doing it yourself. You got to get on that, baby.
No, I promise.
It sounds
I
like
will.
You really want to do this.
Yeah. Though, I want to so do this. It's been a while.
Yeah, I'll have to come back on air sometime and let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Flames 3 feet high, girl would be like,
I do believe in the man cooking for me. That's
and
hot.
What's a good food that you can cook that would create all these flames?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what about scallops? But you put some booze in there.
Yes.
Now you're boozing it up.
Flaming it. Well, you're boozing it up anyways. I'm drunk on a date. Period. Fairly drunk. Heavily buzzed.
And I think that would be impressive. Use the booze for the cooking as well as the imbibing.
If that girl doesn't want to drink, it's.
She's just not for you.
I'm not even talking to her. I don't trust her. She's probably got something up her sleeve, well, and it's not fun.
Of course, alcohol is an aphrodisiac.
I was going to say, champagne. It's the oldest one in the book.
It's the oldest one. Now, that's used quite a bit.
Excellent choice.
Everybody should use that one.
Yep, it's a lubricant. Social lubricant.
So if a girl or a guy doesn't want to drink, is that kind of a sign of their being...
Loser. Or alcoholic. Or both.
Doesn't want to drink?
Yeah, it doesn't want to drink on a date. Do you think that that's an integral part? Because I always wonder this. How much did you drink on a first date or a second date? Is it a must? Is it protocol? Do we really need to get a little buzzed in order to
like each other?
Have a connection?
I hope not.
Mm-hmm.
4 drinks. 5 drinks.
No.
Limit? That's your limit?
No.
That's my cap.
I don't think that you should get trash in front of each other.
No, you know you don't want to get too loose. You got to save some, hold back some for later because then you may end up doing things.
Please, you should see me on 5 drinks. I'm hilarious.
Like now?
Yes. I'm better. I'm now only better.
I think that you can never tell what you're on, Matt. It's usually nothing, but you have this aura of just energy,
drunkenness,
fun, and... Who knows what else?
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that.
All right.
Have you ever not been on a date where you haven't had a drink?
No, I would never do that.
I don't think I have.
Interesting.
How about you?
I probably have a problem with alcohol.
Probably not. I think I've always had at least one drink.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Though I read an article on, I want to say, The Frisky about how go on a date without drinking. I didn't finish the article, but it was an interesting... I was like, what a concept. what a interesting concept. Go on a date without having booze.
Was that like the kind of good girls like, see if you really like him, and then before you
could be.
Go to bed.
Or vice versa, you know. Or maybe, you know, because it does loosen you up a little bit.
Just drink a lot of green tea.
And be very stimulated.
I did take a girl out with no drinks because we went to a gun range and we shot trap.
Okay.
What?
Was that a first date?
Which, by the way, what's more phallic and cool and explosive and hot than shooting a shotgun? It's a 12
awesome.
Gauge. And it is awesome. Especially if they actually hit the target. If they hit that a couple times, they feel like super. And then I feel super. And we can drink later.
Was this a first date?
It was a date. So it was like a, you know, a medium relationship thing.
That,
we hooked up a couple times, took her out to
the
country.
Where do you go to a firing range?
Back in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
That's an interesting date. Like, what happened after the date? Was it like this hot, passionate stuff
it's cool.
going on after?
I'd never take her hunting, but you can do something like this, and she'd, you know, feel like she shot a big gun.
Uh-huh.
And then she might shoot another big gun.
Oh, word. Uh-huh, and I'm sitting next to him,
hot.
Ladies. I don't know what I'm going to do.
How come I wasn't this... I'm just kidding.
You missed out.
Wow. Ow.
No.
No.
That is a good idea.
It is a good idea.
It's very sexy. Hadn't thought of that one.
Although I remember this one scene in, I think it was Sweet and Lowdown with Sean Penn, and he takes her somewhere and shoots rats with a can or with like a pop gun or something.
Sexy.
And that was
rats,
not
hot,
sexy. But
hot.
A firing range where, I don't know, it's a little
though
more.
In New York, you could do that one easily. Rats.
Yeah.
Rats.
Yeah. That's
do it at the subway.
Hey. Yeah. So we're just going to take a little musical break for a sec. And
music.
We'll be back. Thanks.
We'll be back.
We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. You're still listening to Cheap Date. I'm Kathy Irway, and this is Heritage Radio Network. Brought to you today by Fairway Market. And we're here today with Shoshi of The Luscious Life and Matt Sims of Chili Takedown, who just chose that musical interlude. What was that again?
It was Monster Magnet.
All right. Why'd you pick that one?
I really like stoner metal.
Okay. I think I forgot to mention, like, in my rushed correspondence with you, I usually try to say, you know, pick a song that you think is romantic or, you know, you would play on a date.
And I just said, pick a favorite song.
I totally didn't mention that part, but
he thinks it's romantic.
What do you think?
It is romantic.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just saw, who did I see?
Slasher.
I Hate God. And it was this amazing show over in Greenpoint at Europa.
I Hate God.
And, yeah, it's a great band from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And the pit was super violent, and I wasn't feeling so great, so I wouldn't, I don't know, and I'm a little old to be jumping around.
Get in there.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to get hurt, and it was looking really that way, so I was hanging out on the sidelines, noting that that's where all the girls were. So it was
That's true, because we don't want to get hurt, because we look too good.
That's true.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Sexy. Gotta be sexy and luscious
on the
side. That's
a little dangerous.
It was really fun, though, and you get to feel kind of super.
Yeah.
I'm not talking like a fan. I'm talking like an idiot right now.
No. I like the, you know, we're talking about these activities that are kind of more physical than, you know, I'm always trying to find alternatives to sitting at a you know, restaurant table, looking at each other, eating. And that's not really, you know, something getting your blood pumping, doing some physical activity on a date, I think is also...
Well,
the
like
most
wall
exciting.
Climbing.
Or yeah. just something like cooking, you know, splashing
cooking
fire.
Cooking is hot to do on a first date.
The gun range
day.
Sounds
Yeah,
great.
Well, that sounded great. If you missed it, you know, the gun range sounds fun, definitely.
Last night was a great aphrodisiac idea. I produced a haunted house with some friends, and we were jumping out, scaring people with chainsaws and stuff. A friend of mine shows up, but it was a haunted
where's
house dinner.
Where's the aphrodisiac?
Dinner.
Oh, okay.
It was a haunted
like,
house
I'm
dinner.
I'm lost. It's kind of like the horror movie going back.
So
to
it was
that
a dinner? What kind of, was it like, like what kind of food was it?
It was rabbits and quails, but they're all served in a scary fashion, and there were root vegetables everywhere, and I was
people
underneath
could
the table
eat it, though?
Scaring them.
Could
with
people
my...
really eat, or was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
did
I was
you
chasing
have
them with chainsaws. We were considering putting paper bags over their head. That didn't
As
work
they
out.
Ate,
and
yeah,
then force feeding them a food, but that's not cool.
No, I don't want your hands all over my
Right, right. But we did have rubber gloves on. But
no,
but
we're not
nooses
that tight.
Over everyone's neck, which is...
Oh.
Where was
what's
this?
Scarier than strangulation? What do you think about strangulation?
Me, personally? Do I want it done to me or just...
What do you think about it?
That's a fetish.
No, it's definitely a fetish. I say more power to those who want to do it, but I don't need somebody trying to kill me.
So you don't condone this on your side.
Joking.
Hey, if it works for you, everybody gets off on their own thing. Personally, right. I don't need somebody trying to choke me because we don't need them to slip up and mess up. I'm a small woman. So I like to breathe. So so it's not for me, but if it's for you, go rock it and be safe.
What are some other fetishes that people have you've maybe coached about or
The golden showers. I've had people come to me who are into golden showers.
Yeah.
And wanted to do that with their partner. They didn't know how to have that conversation.
Yeah.
And I helped them have that conversation. And it worked out well. Like the one thing that I do in coaching is a lot of times people don't communicate what they want to their partner. So it's like if you don't tell the person this is what you're into or you're having this fantasy, there's no way they're going to know. So you got to be very open about
your thing. Could someone potentially be married for 5 years and then not know that the person wants to pee all over them?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of times people keep a lot of things to themselves because they make the assumption that, oh, my partner's going to think I'm crazy. It's not acceptable. And a lot of times you never know. And when you're with somebody you really trust... Why not go wild?
Do it. That's hardcore.
Especially
that's
if you've signed in for
Shoshi.
Life.
Yeah.
That's what you've signed up for life. You might as well have fun with this person, right?
Rad.
Go
you can always
crazy.
Go take a shower.
A real shower after
a real one after the golden one. Or, you know, people who want to dress up one way or another. There's that, too.
What are some of the common things that people want to dress up as?
I've had men who want to dress up as women.
Okay.
And yet they're straight and they don't know how to tell their wife.
That's uncomfortable, I bet.
Yes. Or they want to wear women's shoes. So that's been interesting. I've had a few of those, actually. One, it worked out well. One, the woman did not want to stay with the guy. It was too much for her. So this was a whole, it's also, you know, people come to terms with their own life, because sometimes people don't even admit that to themselves. And that's some things that I help people with as well. They end up being much happier, though, because, you know, when you hold stuff in, it doesn't, you're not living your best life.
Totally. You gotta let it out.
Gotta let it out one way or another, because somewhere either you're lying to yourself, your partner, and your relationship will not be the best it can possibly be.
So do you ever, like, kind of suggest different aphrodisiac products of yours for certain cases, or are they all just sort of aphrodisiac? I'm just curious about how those products work.
My products, well, it turned out, because I make body scrubs, I make lotion, and I make I call it my cortisone buttercream, and I make solid perfume. And I started making these because I wanted to give women a way to have me time and have beautiful products. Because I met a lot of women, they're like, oh, I don't have time to use a body scrub. I'm like, how do you not have time for that? So I started playing around with making them myself. Like, I use, like, some of the best oils I can find and fragrances. And it turned out all of my scents were aphrodisiacs. And it wasn't something I did intentionally, but it's so me now that I think about it. So, you know, I talk to people about the scents that they like. I use a lot of exotic flowers, and I use a lot of food notes. Food is something I'm very passionate about. I'm a huge foodie. That's why I like the chili guy over here. So I just help women get in touch with that and what they like and what they don't like, to also bring it to their partner. And it's funny, a lot of their men end up taking the product away from them. They're like, my boyfriend took my lotion. I'm like, that's good for you to know. Great. But that's good for me to know.
So maybe there's a market here for men's.
I think so. I think, you know, when we
Matt, you dig?
Yeah.
I dig, but it doesn't take much to get me going.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm there was hot another right cricket now. Moment.
No, that wasn't an awkward moment. I was giving little interesting looks around the room at the ladies.
I was.
It was awesome for me. Oh, were you guys bored?
No, it doesn't take much to get you going. Though, you know what? That's something to be said. Quite a few men. It doesn't take a lot.
Pity. The pity party for Matt Timms is over now.
Yeah. No, I have a great lotion I call Chocolat, too. It's really fun. It smells just like chocolate. It's it's basically, as my friend calls it, eat me. It's like, yeah, ooh, it smells
but
so
you
good.
Can't eat it, right?
No, but
that's the next horizon.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that sounds fabulous.
Sexy.
Edible, delicious, natural, non-
and organic, according for him. Yeah, organic.
That's critical.
Healthy. Is that, can that fit into the this world? I think so.
That you can smear all over your body and
for
love
the discerning
to eat.
Foodie sexaholic.
Yeah.
Lotions by Shoshi.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great little something.
I'll buy it.
I love it. Yay.
So, okay, so there's aphrodisiac. So there's green tea, and you mentioned before the show lavender, mint, peppermint.
Peppermint is an aphrodisiac.
And these are all good things that you can kind of use in food too, a little bit. Herbals, herbs, fresh. Do you do candles? What about scents?
I have not done candles yet.
But it's good to know to have, because every dinner table should have a candle.
Sexy candles.
Dudes, what about my fondue takedown? Can I just bring that up for a second?
Is that coming up? Or did it happen?
Fondue is hot.
It's happened a couple times. Yeah, fondue's hot. It's dippy.
I am missing it. I am missing your takedowns.
Oh,
I love to be taken down.
You would love to be taken down. I would destroy you.
I bet you would.
Cougar.
Rad. This is turning into the best day of my life.
Right. I know. It's all flirty. I'm getting a little, I'm aroused.
You know, fondue, though, it's one of those. I'm sorry. I'm like,
what's happening?
It's one of those things that you couldn't really dip, and then you're supposed to, like, feed to somebody, right?
Yeah, you
shove it
totally
in somebody's
do
face.
Do a single spawn, do takedown.
Because it has the long.
Now
somebody.
That is hot.
Yes.
I did the fondue takedown and I lost. It was awesome.
First off, there's only a couple winners, but you know what?
I know.
I've kicked ass at all of my takedowns.
Oh, thanks.
She's entered a bunch of them. She's judged a bunch of them. Kathy Irway is the greatest.
The bomb cool. Diggity.
Do some aphrodisiac stuff next time.
I know.
For the judges. And that'll
get them all aroused.
This is a new strategy. I'll have to think about this.
Do it.
For real.
An aphrodisiac takedown.
So you have
Brilliant.
A fondue
Please,
one
let's
coming
make it happen.
Up
Let me
too?
Know.
Well, I've got a cookie takedown coming up.
What? Hold.
Yeah.
Hold.
You love making cookies.
Hold.
Yeah.
Hold up, Sparky. Cookies?
In December. Any kind of cookie.
Oh, my God.
Any kind of cookie. A baked baked good.
How have I not met you before?
Yeah.
You're like the man of
Enjoy
my dreams.
Me. Enjoy me.
Cook. Okay. Gosh, I gotta
get on
your
website.
Yeah,
there's gonna be about 30 different cookies there. Oh. You try each one. You pick a winner, like always.
Who? Wait. What about
tries them all?
Everybody tries them, and they'll vote on the winner. Oh, it's so fun!
It's the best.
Most
it's so much fun.
Ever.
What about shaped naughty shaped cookies? Has anyone?
I wouldn't need a penis shaped cookie.
That's a thing.
Has anyone ever made them?
Cookie.
Or what do you mean?
I don't know.
You
I'm
know,
just brainstorming.
There's a fabulous woman who I've met on Facebook. Her name is Susan Caliendo. She owns Rolling Pin Productions. She's going to make me some naughty cookies. Because I said, do you make naughty cookies? She goes, girl, I can make anything.
Well, there
I'm all
we go.
About It's like some breast cookies or something. Yeah, something sexy.
There's some like traditional Italian cakes that are made to shape, that are shaped like breasts. And I was just talking with a friend of mine the
I
other
have not
day.
Seen
There's
those.
Some traditional pastas that are
shaped
like
boobs.
Like kind of like male genitalia too.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, and this goes back. This is like, you know, traditional pasta shapes. They were just being naughty. Like they were like nobody will guess, but it was like a thing, and now they're like shapes, you know, and it's just a sign of expression of food and yeah, all those things, because it was, you know, not cool to talk about these things like we're doing right now, because we're being, you know, this is the 21st century.
We're rocking it out.
Can we talk about food and sex openly? So, what else?
You have a baby sheep crying sound effect. That would be perfect for right now.
Baby sheep? Why the baby
sheep? Why the baby sheep, Matt?
Oh, you actually do have a baby. Or you have a something. Is that a sheep?
I don't know. Is that hot?
I don't think it's hot. I'm not turned on.
How about this one? You know, I've heard a lot about people like not wanting to date people who are meat eaters, that are vegetarians. We were talking about this on one other show, and I heard this term vegan sexuals, like, which means that they don't want to share fluids with somebody who eats meat. Have you ever come across people like that, Shoshi?
No, that's a new one for me.
Okay.
I'm gonna be on the lookout for those.
Yeah,
I have not heard that. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What if the person's like really hot and the love? I mean, what if that could be the love of your life? Get over it. No.
Right. Yeah. I think that love can conquer anything.
Yeah. Even a steak.
Yeah.
Get over it. I didn't even know that existed. This is news to me. But I guess, I don't know.
What like, do they do?
Yeah. They just get so vegans.
Yeah, but what do they do for fun?
Like, yeah, they sound boring. Yeah, that just sounds boring. No offense, vegans. No offense, vegans. I love you. I love you all. But
no, some of my best friends are vegans, and they're so self-righteous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that being said, some of the best muffins you can ever eat are vegan muffins.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Cupcakes.
Vegan sexuals. No, is it a website? Somebody needs to start that, though. Vegan sexuals.
I don't know.
Maybe that's a whole new market I need to tap into.
Yeah, well, I just thought maybe like you'd
the sexy.
That, but
no, I have not.
Okay.
Not
These people
yet.
Are just a few crazies out there.
Or not. I mean, it could be a whole new wave.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm going to start doing some singles events with a friend, and maybe I will encounter
sexy
ones,
tell
though.
Us. Where do we find out about the singles events?
Well, the singles events are kind of percolating in my head, but it's going to be more of a sexy seduction singles event versus all this.
Okay.
Oh,
well, you have to keep us posted on that.
Yeah, definitely.
We're just about out of time.
Okay.
But thanks so much, Shoshi.
Oh, thank
Check
you.
Out the Luscious Life, and the URL again is
luscious-lifestyle-diva.com. All my events are on my calendar. I do have a tea coming up.
So. And so are Matt Timms, which is chili-takedown.com.
Yes, please
Thanks
do
so
come.
Thanks so much, guys, for being on the show.
Thanks so much,
Jack Inslee, and everyone in the engineering booth over there. Heritage Radio Fairway. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts, Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.